Merge is a quartet that combines poetry with jazz music. Musician and composer David Amram sees the similarities between Merge and his own work with the Beat Poets. Amram calls Merge an exciting and highly creative new collaboration. Cassandra Cleghorn and Eric Lawrence are half of Merge. Cleghorn is the poet, and Lawrence plays saxophone and flutes.
Dust, dust and ash, that's all you are, reads the note I carry in my pocket.
Of course, jazz poetry goes back a long way. The 1920s is often spoken of as the earliest time when jazz poetry was out there, very different from this. But for most of us, I think jazz poetry is almost integral with the Beat generation. You talk about that, Eric, as something that you paid attention to. Is it the biggest influence on Merge's work?
Well, I would say for this particular project that we're doing now that would be true. But I would say that Beat poetry is no more a big influence on the ensemble that we've created than bebop is to the music that we play. It's a type of form that came before us that informed what we do, but we're not direct descendants of it, except for in a very, very specific and pure sense of the inspiration, which was that it was when David Amram and Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg were doing this in 1957, David was listening to them and he was responding to the stories that they were telling. And he was playing those stories on the piano or on the French horn or whatever he was playing. And that's still what we do today. And I think that's why David has become our fairy godfather and our biggest supporter, yeah. You know, because he sees that there's a direct link to this that doesn't necessarily happen in people who are trying to recreate Beat poetry with music.
Of course, Amram is quoted as saying that your group merges another step forward in celebrating the marriage of poetry and music. Do you see it that way? Cassandra, do you see this as a marriage? Do you see that what you're doing with poetry and with Merge is like what Kerouac did with Amram?
In spirit, yes. I mean, the thing that's really inspiring to me about Kerouac and Amram and any number of the guys who are collaborating, and it was mostly guys, in the late 50s, my favorite example is Kenneth Patchen's work with Alan Ferguson. I don't know if you're familiar with the Beat Generation collection that Rhino Records put out in 1992, but there's a very short 1.5-minute piece by Kenneth Patchen, the poet, called The Murder of Two Men by a Young Kid Wearing Lemon-Colored Gloves, which is a delicious, pure example, the best, I think, of the interplay between poetry and music. And in that case, Alan Ferguson, who was a chamber jazz composer and arranger and musician, composed a piece that just absolutely engloves that poem. And the poem is just a series of repetitions of the word wait until the last word, which is now. You really have to hear it. It's really phenomenal.
Wait. Now.
You can hear in our new album that one of my favorite moments is about 30 seconds or so into a blues that I do, which is a tribute to the great blues and R&B violinist Papa John Creech. Mm-hmm. It's called The Fiddle Man. The guys start out with a blues and I jump in there with my poem. There's a kind of a brief pause and I'm about to repeat a line, I think, or about to repeat a word, and the trumpeter, Stephen Bernstein, just inserts a note right in that pause, right after my word, just before I'm going to say the next word. And you can hear me smile. I barely can hold it together. And we were going to change it, and Eric's like, it's too perfect. It's too much the spontaneity, you know, of that session. And so we retained it.
It must have been when Papa John sang, "Gimme an hour in your garden, baby." and I'll show you how to plant a rose. Yeah. It was him and Papa John saying, give me an hour in your garden, baby, and I'll show you how to plant a rose.
You've been talking a little bit about some of the things that are on Mystery Love's Company, Cassandra, but there's one that I was listening to. We stopped in the unimaginable darkness.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about that?
I also teach American literature at Williams College, and this year I decided in my intro to American literature to teach On the Road, and I hadn't reread it for many years. I was really reading it with an ear toward the music of the language this time around and thinking, gosh, is there anything in here that I could read and kind of own, you know, as a reader and as a poet? I said to Eric, you know, maybe we should do a little bit of On the Road at Naropa. And so I picked this one passage that I really loved that takes place in the Mexican jungle toward the end of the novel. Eric and I did it just as a duo at Naropa. And when we went into the studio, I said, let's open this up. Our recording engineer, John Guth, is also a guitarist and a percussionist, and he had a beautiful Chinese drum called a hong.
Actually, it's Swiss.
Oh, is it Swiss?
Yeah, it just sounds like
it. Sounds Chinese. Sorry. Swiss, it's this beautiful thing. It looks like a, what do we call it?
Like a giant flying saucer.
Flying saucer, yeah. It looks like it.
Like if somebody took a flying saucer and turned it into a steel drum.
Yeah, it looks like like a double steel drum. It looks like a big lozenge. And it sits on this, it sits on this wooden stand, and it just resonates. I mean, if you've heard the piece, you know, it's just a gorgeous sound. And so Eric played the flute, and John played the hong, and I read this passage, and Renee Hart, our bassist, did beautiful work on the bass, and it was just this kind of magical improv.
Lying on top of the car with my face to the black sky was like lying in a closed trunk on a summer night. For the first time in my life, the weather was not something that touched me, that caressed me, froze, or sweated me, but became me. The atmosphere and I became the same.
There's a few ways that we construct our pieces. And one is that I will sit with a poem of Cassandra's and then I'll create some music around it so that it creates the atmosphere that I think that the poem is speaking to me. I think I'm very fortunate in that I can sit down and read a poem, and I know Cassandra's poetry, some of it, where it really speaks to me very quickly and very directly. And then other times, we had this process in the studio with our first CD, where with some of the poems, we purposely didn't try to come up with a preconceived notion because we wanted it to be spontaneous. And we're a group of really wonderful improvisers, and that's why those people are chosen. But what we would do is, quite simply, Cassandra would read the poem, and then without really talking about it or mentioning keys or tempos or anything like that, we would just go right to our instruments and we would play it. And from the way that she read it, we would hear the tempo, we would hear the intensity, we would hear all the basic elements that need to be in a classical composition, which is basically what you're listening to, which is chamber music in its purest sense. In the purest definition of chamber music, it's separate entities playing different parts without a conductor.
Parting the curtain, I see no movement at all. Doubtless, I will know his walk.
Two responses that we get quite often, which are basically the same response. People who are more literary based will say, it's really hard to listen to the lyrics because the music's so distracting. And the music people will say, the music is really great if you can only get her to stop talking or something like that. No, that's an exaggeration. Well, one person did say that, but he was joking. He was a friend of ours. And you get that a lot. Or one woman actually just very honestly said, you know, I really love your CD, and next time I think I'll listen to the words.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's my favorite way. Yeah. Next time I'm going to listen to the words.
I will deny until the day they heave my ashes into space that mass doesn't matter. That in an airless chamber, and anything and a feather will always fall in tandem. I asked you before politely, but now I need to know now. Where did you put the lever that plumb upended me?
That's Merge with Unearthed, a selection from their forthcoming CD, Mystery Loves Company. Cassandra Cleghorn on vocals, Eric Lawrence on saxophone. If you're interested in finding out more about Merge, you can find a link to their website on our website, ttbook.org. This is music from Merge's self-titled debut CD. ¶¶